Millions of small businesses around the country are drowning in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic. Shops are closed, customers are gone, and the future looks bleak. Over the last several days, Coin6 reporter Elise Haas and I have had several conversations with a man who says he has a plan to save as many small businesses as possible. I'm Ian Costello, and you are listening to the Coin Podcast Network coverage of the coronavirus pandemic.
From our studios in downtown Portland, Oregon, this is a Coin6 digital exclusive.
So my name is Nigel Geisinger, and I am the president and owner of Willamette Valley Appliance.
Nigel, thank you for taking some time to talk with me. I want to start here. What role does small business play in the big community picture?
Every city looks different because we have other different small businesses that develop their business and their brands and their flavor one way or another. I grew up in Kaiser, and in Kaiser, the first team that I played on, I was sponsored by Ben's Rentals. You know, Ben's Rentals was an equipment rental company. They sponsored the Little League baseball team I was on when I was 6 years old. You know, those guys knew that it was their responsibility as a successful business to give back to the community.
So that leads me to my next question. Are you on a mission to save small businesses?
My goal is to see every single business that existed pre-coronavirus exist after coronavirus 18 months later, so that we've truly gotten through this. And my goal is that people who want to be business owners step up and become business owners. Because to fix this, it's not going to be Wall Street. It's not going to be the White House. It's not going to be Kate Brown. But it's going to take every one of the businesses that existed to be back in, and maybe in different hands of other people. But ultimately, you know, if we're going to rebuild our towns and our communities and get back to what we were, that has to be done on small business.
And what do you see happening if we don't?
Oh, if we don't save small businesses here, it is my opinion that we will have a depression like we've never seen before. The damage, if we don't prop up those small businesses, is that this debt goes onto the liability side of a balance sheet. And so we're actually in a worse off scenario.
Thanks to the pandemic, Nigel, we are obviously in a time of severe economic uncertainty. Is this a good time to be buying a small business?
You know, I think that this is a good time right now to be starting the process of buying a small business. You know, we've got more opportunity right now than you're ever going to see in our lifetime again, and more opportunity than has ever existed in my lifetime. You want to buy when things are low, and you want to sell when things are hot. Businesses are bought based on revenue. So if there's reduced revenue, there's reduced value. And so prices are going to drop on businesses. So we look at this and we say, well, there's a bunch of buyers that could potentially come to the market, but for sure we have a bunch of sellers. This isn't a crash. This is a sale. And so people need to look and adjust their mentality. There's some opportunity that's being created here. And at the same time, there are people who are needing to exit the market. There is an opportunity for everybody to win.
And as the catastrophic economic fallout that accompanies this pandemic continues to worsen, do you expect more businesses to come up for sale in the coming months?
Absolutely. If they don't get financing done correctly, we're going to see potentially as many as 50% of businesses that were open not be able to reopen mathematically. Or they'll reopen and 30 days later, they're going to be out of business.
Nigel, before we get into the details of what you are doing, are there programs that are part of the pandemic economic recovery packages that could be doing a better job of saving small businesses?
We need to deploy cash. We needed to do it yesterday. And sitting on the fence, no matter what political party somebody's in, we're seeing the small business get slaughtered. It is not about the big guys. It's about the small guys. And that's the problem that we have. For the good of the people, for the good of the country, we need to deploy this as quick as humanly possible, because the longer we wait, the more expensive it gets. And at some point, leaders have to step up in our state. Leaders have to step up from somewhere. I'm hoping that our leaders, both sides of the aisle, step up.
Now, Nigel, let's talk a lot more about what you are doing. You believe you've come up with a way that you can help.
Yeah, what we're looking to do is help people who have thought, you know, I want to be a business owner. I just don't know what it takes to do that. And I know that there's a need, and I want to be involved in that. I have that desire to own my own business, and I just don't know what that looks like. We're teaming up with people who want to be buyers of businesses and have never bought a business before. We're teaming up with them and we're partnering with them. We want to see it where everybody wins. And my goal is that every single business continues that was existing 6 months ago is existing 18 months from now.
Let's make sure I've got this straight. You are looking to connect people who, for whatever reason, are looking to sell their businesses with people who are looking to buy, but might not understand how to do so.
We know that there's a bunch of people who are sitting at home right now. 27 million Americans are sitting at home unemployed. Last year, there was 360,000 EIN numbers. Those are businesses that were registered that closed up. Of those, only 32,000 were acquired. 90% of businesses don't sell, and we have an ample supply of people that want businesses. The United States graduated 200,000 people with MBAs last year. Some of those people should own their own business. Many of those people should own their own business. I see this as an opportunity to truly equalize out the playing field, that people who never had the opportunity to do something, people who never would have owned a business, now have the opportunity to own a business.
So you believe that helping bridge the gap between people looking to sell and people looking to buy can save at least some of the small businesses that are in real trouble right now?
I don't see any other solution. And if somebody else has a solution, I'm all ears. And I would encourage whatever solution we can have to foster more business and more people having business and more people getting involved in business and not letting our communities get adversely affected as a result of this. This is just the best idea that I have. It doesn't mean that there's not a better idea. I'm sure that there is a better idea out there. I just don't know what it is yet, and I haven't heard it yet.
Nigel, you are obviously and understandably emotionally connected to this issue, and we all know that small businesses are in big trouble. How would you gauge your level of fear at the moment?
You know, honestly, not fearful at all. I know that if we don't do something and if we don't have leaders step up, we're going to go into a depression. That's not the fear monger. That's not anything. That's just the straight up economics. We can weather the storm, but we can only weather it if we're together. And so am I fearful? Absolutely not. Am I sad? Absolutely. Because I got four kids that I love. I've got a community that I love. And I hate seeing what's going to happen. I understand, and I don't want anybody to die of a virus. I don't want anybody to get sick. I don't want any harm on people. But what I know is that what we're doing is we're going to cause a larger problem. And that's one that I don't know if we can overcome without a lot of pain. And so it doesn't make me fearful. It makes me sad.
Nigel, how do you think people can best help save the small businesses in our community if they can't afford to buy one or don't want to?
If you are not business inclined, and there's a lot of people that are that way, my request would be this. In the next 6 months, every week, go into a business you've never been into. If you're looking to go buy something, spend the extra 1% or 2% or 3% or 5% and buy from a local store. Go into a business you've never been into and support them. The purchasing of something at a store that you've never been into, that means a lot. Small businesses right now are going to have more of a fight than they've ever had. Talk with people. That would be the number one thing, because this is how, even if you don't want to own a small business, this is how we can support a small business.
And for people who are looking to buy a business but find themselves with a lot more questions than answers, how can you help?
It's a passion project. It's not a money maker for me. I'm doing the best I can while running my other business. But it's called YourSmallBusinessHub.com. YourSmallBusinessHub.com. And if you get online and you type in your information of what you're looking to do and you really want to buy a business, I would love to support people in that. Because what we need is, we need 7 million businesses across the country to survive. And I don't want to be the guy who owns 7 million businesses. I'm happy with what I've got. I'd love to support people who want to get into business and just don't know how to do it. I would love to be that person, because I've been taught that when you get to the top of the mountain of success, you should take a moment, look around, then throw your rope back, help the next guy up. And that's what I want to do.
Nigel, thank you very much.
Anytime.
Thank you for listening to the Coin Podcast Network. Take care of each other, stay safe, and we'll talk to you soon.
The Coin6 Podcast Network is your home for all sorts of content you can't find anywhere else. Visit coin.com/coinpodcast to see our entire library. And you can always subscribe to all of the Coin6 Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.